Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
We Are Parable is an award-winning London-based film exhibition company, and they're currently collaborating with the British Film Institute on a week-long series of online events designed to spark debate around black British film, past, present and future. The takeover is titled Who We Are, and here to tell us all about it is We Are Parable's co-founder and creative director, Anthony Andrews. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've just found out about We Are Parable, actually, and it's just a fascinating company and initiative, and I would love to know more about it. And just so that the listeners know more about it as well, would you maybe care to introduce it a little bit and just say a few words about what it does?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Anthony, and I'm the co-founder and creative director of a company called We Are Parable. And essentially what we are is an award-winning film exhibition company where we offer audiences all up and down the UK with opportunities to experience black cinema in culturally relevant, innovative and memorable ways. And what that means is that we create experiences within cinemas. And probably when I say that to people, people are like, well, what does that mean? So the example I give, because I think the way to describe it best is in an example, is when Black Panther came out in 2018, we took over a space in London and we were approached by Disney and the BFI to say, okay, go off and do something incredible with this film and with this event. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we built an Afro-futuristic kingdom within inside a cinema foyer? And what that meant was that we were going to have cosplayers, we're going to have African arts and crafts makers, designers, dancers, booksellers, you know, really to create this culturally relevant celebration of culture, African culture in the BFI. So people felt much more connected with the film. They felt immersed in the environment of a film. And that's what we've been doing for the last 7 years. Really just trying to build out environments within films that are culturally relevant experiences and memorable experiences for our audiences to really experience film in a different and innovative way. And a way that enables them to see themselves represented not only on screen, but in the actual environment of where they're watching the film.
So in a way, just so that I see if I can understand it correctly, you use the film as a sort of a starting point for something greater, something that is a really immersive experience.
We use the phrase experience over everything. And essentially what that means is that, yes, the film is very much the starting point, but what we want to do is create different ways for you to further contextualize your understanding of the film. So, you know, Black Panther is a perfect example because, yes, it's a cool Marvel film and it's part of the MCU. That's fantastic. But for the people that we serve, the black community within London and in the UK, that film was just a real turning point for for our community. The fact that there was essentially almost an all black cast and crew, director, writer, producer, costume designer. It was a real display of everything that we've been saying that we can do, that we can create amazing moments on screen. So you know, knowing how important and how relevant that film's release was going to be, we wanted to really deepen and celebrate the culture that was existent on screen and bring that to life within the cinema.
Just going back to like the company itself, when was it founded and what was sort of the first project and why was it founded even?
Yeah, I mean, it's great questions. I mean, so it was founded in 2013 with myself and my wife, Tian, who we both run the business. So we've been going for about 7 years. And it kind of came about when we were kind of going through a bit of a rough period in our lives. We were, you know, it was a bit of a down period. And we put on our favorite film, which is Coming to America. Oh. And we were watching that. We loved it. And then one of us turned around to the other. I can never remember who. And we said, isn't it funny that we've never seen this film in the cinema? Because obviously when it came out, I think we were like sort of 7 and 9 respectively. So we were way too young to have seen it in the cinema. But over the years, it's turned into our favorite film. So we thought, isn't it funny that we've never seen it in the cinema? And we thought, okay, well, you know what? Actually, let's go and see it in the cinema, because we knew a lot of people who are our age who felt the same. They'd never seen such an incredible film, a film that's been so instrumental to their sort of adolescence on the big screen. So we went to our local cinema and said, hey, can we put this film on? And they were like, absolutely. We realized pretty early on that it was going to be the 25th anniversary of the film back in 2013. And we thought, what a perfect time to create a real celebration around this event. And then when we thought about the fact that, yes, it's Coming to America, one of our favorite films, the fact that it was celebrating its 25th anniversary, we thought, well, you know, you could just stick people in a cinema and watch it and people would love it. But actually, is there anything more that we can do? Is there a way that we can really show everyone just how much we love that film? And that's when the additional experiences started coming in. So to that end, we turned our local cinema into an African marketplace. Again, we had arts and crafts makers. We had rose bearers sort of adorning people with rose petals as they walked through the door. We had dancers, drummers outside the cinema, you know, really immersing you in the world of Zamunda as much as possible. So it was, you know, and I think people just said, like, I've never been to a cinema like this. I've just walked in, got my popcorn and watched the film and come out again. But actually people just wanted to stay in the environment and really be part of it. And I think, you know, seeing that for the first time, seeing the kind of responses and seeing audiences' reactions to that was just what was the catalyst to enable us to do more and more over the next coming years. And, you know, we've just been doing events like that because I think that feeling of seeing audiences respond in such a positive way to something that you've brought into the world is a feeling that, you know, is still so fulfilling to have that feeling that you've provided audiences with that. So, you know, that's just something that we continue through to today.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of your previous projects and initiatives that you worked on, and one of the that caught my eye was a celebration of the great Spike Lee.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so that came about in 2017. So that was a project that I'd been working on for about a year. I'm a massive Spike Lee fan. I've kind of grown up on his films over the years. And, you know, at the time I didn't know, there wasn't a retrospective of his work or so I thought, but there was one a couple of years before we started getting into this, but I wasn't aware of it at the time. So I thought, well, I'll tell you what, let me show 12 of his films over 9 months in two different cities, London and Manchester. And again, we would try and bring out the experience in these films as much as possible. So for the very first film that we showed, it was a screening of Mo Better Blues, the film with Denzel Washington as a saxophonist. And to that end, we had a live saxophonist play music in a cinema in East London set to the music of the film. So she was playing over the score of the music of the film. Again, immersing people in that world as much as possible. And then we had block parties in Brixton. We had Q&As to further deepen people's understanding of Spike Lee's work. And then out of the blue, it was a few steps involved, but essentially Spike Lee got in contact with us and said, hey, I'm going to be in London for the next few days. Can we work together? And we were like, absolutely. We weren't quite sure what that meant, but then as we spoke to him more and more, it turned out that he wanted to do an actual audience with Spike Lee event. So it took 3 days of sort of pulling it together and working with a cinema in central London who were amazing in getting it all together. And then we had Spike Lee on stage talking to 400 people at, you know, in the middle of town. And he was only supposed to stay for 2 hours. He ended up staying for well over 4 hours, signing, memorabilia, taking pictures of people, and just, you know, being an incredibly, giving and kind, person and someone who we have a lot to thank for. I often say Spike Lee changed my life twice. Once through the films that he has made, and have really, you know, shaped my film, tastes and preferences. And then secondly, because, you know, he, you know, got on his laptop and decided to email us and ask us to collaborate. I think if, you know, for that latter moment, if that had happened, you know, there's so many things that wouldn't have happened now that have happened to us. So yeah, I've got a lot to thank Spike Lee for.
It must have been a thrilling experience to see it all come together.
Incredible. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. Just, you know, they say never meet your heroes. And although he is a little bit, he can be quite intimidating to some, he's a lovely guy. And, someone who, once you've proven yourself to him, he's someone who's very willing to help you out and collaborate with you. And we've stayed in touch as well, which has been great. And, you know, we always, whenever he comes out of a film, we always say congratulations. He always comes back and says, oh, thanks so much. Hope you guys are keeping well. And we're in constant communication about potentially doing something further down the line. So, you know, hopefully watch this space and see what we can do in the future.
And, you know, so far from what you've been telling me, I really understand or perceive this project as being important as well, because if I think of cinema or art in general as a way to, like, sort of create discourses or discussions and embrace cultures of all kind, here what's happening is the celebration of Black culture in cinema, as we've been talking about cinema. Have you seen that side of the project work so far? How would you sort of describe that, the impact?
Yeah, I mean, the impact has been amazing. I think, you know, film really does offer us an opportunity to talk more about our lived experiences. And I think, you know, the reason our business was born was by, you know, a sense of frustration from audiences about not seeing themselves on screen, but then, you know, seeing themselves on screen, but then not having the additional experience that we provide. So we really see that, you know, what we offer is a way of celebrating the culture without, we celebrate the culture, but then we also give that additional experience that I guess gives people that, gives people that cultural relevance that they're looking for.
But, we'll talk about this new initiative with the BFI in a second, but I just wanted to ask you, do you perceive this moment then as a time of change in terms of representation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we seem to have been here before, because I feel like every time when something seismic happens, it does feel like, yes, this is the moment when something may change. I mean, I'm always very optimistic and very hopeful for change, but, you know, there's a part of me that always has to use the past as empirical information to say that, okay, look, you know, we're so close, but then something else happens and then we take a couple of steps back. So I really do hope that, you know, this time that we've spent at home and these horrible images that we've seen from America, you know, with George Floyd and, you know, and other cases that have happened since, that this does really, you know, allow us to collectively stop and think about what's wrong with our world and see how we can change it. But, you know, already we're starting to see the rhetoric and the narrative change around Black Lives Matter, and it being seen very much in the UK as a political issue as opposed to a morality one. So, you know, I'm concerned about how the narrative is changing. But however, I am very uplifted and inspired by young people who are really taking the baton and running with it, and, you know, saying that they're not going to tolerate injustices and racism anymore. And I think, you know, we really, as the older generation, we really do have to look to them to really carry it forward, and we need to be able to support them, not criticize them, but make sure that they feel supported and they feel, I guess, lifted up by the older generation.
We Are Parables collaborating with the British Film Institute, the BFI, on a takeover program titled Who We Are. So, Anthony, would you be able to tell us a few words about it, first of all?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, up until now, we've really focused quite heavily on films with black talent either in front of or behind the screen from America. And, you know, and that's because, you know, a number of the films, you know, there's just more films that come out from the States, and the Black Panthers, the Queen and Slims, we've shown a lot of those. And I think when the BFI approached us and said, okay, look, there's an opportunity to do something here and to say something, and, you know, we want to hear what you would do with this particular, you know, these particular resources, we thought, you know, there's an opportunity to talk about Black British film in a way that I don't think we have done before. And I think, you know, when we were putting this project together, I was thinking about Black Lives Matter and how in the UK we've responded to it in a certain way that's different from the US. And I thought, actually, there's something about the way that we approach film in this country as Black people is very different to the way Black people in America approach film. So I thought, actually, there's a real great opportunity to talk about our responses to societal issues that affect Black British people. So I wanted to have a whole season that really focused on our lives, on our lived experiences as Black British people. And I thought there are a number of films that deal with that, such as Ori Sove's Pressure, Menelik Shabazz's Burning an Illusion. There's so many films, Babylon, so many films that, you know, we could look at and say, you know, these are lived experiences and these are themes that haven't gone away. So I thought there was a really great opportunity to bring some of those archive films to the fore and actually show how little has changed and how actually generations were talking about, you know, the generations from, you know, 4 decades ago were talking about the same things we're talking about now. So it just felt like a real, sort of important and relevant time to be, you know, revisiting these films, perhaps recontextualizing them, or maybe introducing them to people for the first time. So yeah, that's kind of how the season came about.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I was looking at the program and it strikes me as being very varied. And also there's films coming from different eras, which is great. And like you said, it's not just, you know, a celebration of these films, but also I feel like a lot of these films haven't really been seen by a lot of people. So it'll be a great introduction to them. And speaking of the, you know, the program is great and we talked a bit about that, but I understand that there will also be online conversations and workshop tutorials to go with that.
That's correct. Yeah. So I think, the best way to understand what we're doing with Who We Are is it's really threefold. So first of all, we're looking at the past, and that is, you know, as you mentioned, the films that, you know, that have kind of, I guess illustrated our history over the last four decades, from Menelik, Shabazz, all the way through to the film like The Last Tree with Shola Amu. Then, you know, with the present part of what we're doing with Who We Are, we're going to speak to filmmakers who are, you know, contemporary filmmakers or filmmakers who are very much established as well as the emerging ones, and talk about how they have navigated the Black British film industry, how they get their work done, what advice they can pass on to Black British creatives, and some of the work that they may have seen from Black British filmmakers before them that have inspired their creative decisions. So that's very much the present. And in addition to that, we've been speaking to a number of cultural commentators, journalists, writers who have given their thoughts on the wider Black British film industry. And then, you know, there's the final element of Who We Are is all about the future, where we have spoken to the BFI about getting a long-term commitment from them to invest in our next generation of filmmaking talent. And to that end, we have a young filmmakers competition called Who You Are, which is a competition for Black filmmakers between the ages of 16 to 19. It will be judged by ourselves and the BFI, and the winner of that competition will have their work featured on BFI Player. And then we also have a number of mentoring sessions with film professionals to really enable young people to find out about different careers in film. So it's not, you know, if you're not thinking of being the next Spike Lee, perhaps you could be thinking about doing something in film marketing or film PR or film finance. There's so many different areas of the film industry that young people could find themselves in. What we want to do is to make sure that those avenues are made very explicit to young people who have a passion for film but aren't quite sure about how they can find a space within that particular industry.
Yeah, that short film competition is amazing. That's definitely a great initiative. I don't hear of this type of initiatives a lot, so it's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was really important for us, for us that Who We Are wasn't just a week long takeover that happened and then we went away again. I think, you know, going back to your earlier point about change and lasting change, you know, by doing a week long takeover, saying okay, thanks a lot, and then see ya. That's not gonna inspire change. We really want to see this as a catalyst for more investment, for more Black filmmakers who are coming through and providing them with a platform, a permanent platform that enables them to celebrate their work and further their careers in this country. There's a massive problem, you know, Steve McQueen mentioned it a couple of weeks ago about Black filmmakers, Black people within the film industry not feeling like they can progress their careers. So what we want to try and do in our small way is provide these opportunities for people who are entering the industry and make sure that we can keep them here and make sure that they feel confident they can continue their career here. So it's really important that not only that this event is seen as just a, it's not just seen as a one-off, but actually there are long-term initiatives that we're trying to establish to make sure that we nurture the next generation coming through.
Yeah, it does. It sounds amazing. And, you know, I just remembered as well that you guys will also be collaborating with Jazz Refreshed as well.
That's correct. Yeah. So Jazz Refreshed, we've known them for a good couple of years. It's the first time, amazingly, that we've actually officially collaborated together. We've done a few things, indirectly in and of each other, but it's the first time that we're partnering with them. They're going to be providing some musical interludes, to kind of punctuate our YouTube conversations. And it's all going to be, music that's, around Black British film, either featuring in Black British film or music that is associated with particular actors or singers that have been involved in Black British film. So, you know, we're really honored to have those guys involved. I mean, you know, they are serious music selectors. They're a great musical collective, and we really believe in what they're trying to do with music.
I feel as well, as you're saying all these things, which all sound amazing, is that This Who We Are is also important in this historical moment in the sense of the pandemic. I mean, it does give this sense of unity, of staying together through these times of trouble. I don't know if you would agree with that.
Yeah, I think I would. I think, you know, the reason, I think one of the reasons that we called it Who We Are is that, you know, lockdown has given certainly myself, I can only speak for myself, but it's given me a lot of time to really reflect on who I am and who I want to be and how I want to show up. And that just got me thinking wider about, you know, us as a community and talking about who we are. And these films, you know, Pressure is a perfect example. It really does show you that some of the battles haven't gone away. And actually, you know, by looking back at that time, we can see that, you know, what we're facing with, you know, structural and systemic racism are things that have been, you know, have been very much part of the social fabric for many, many years. And it's just an opportunity to say that, you know, these are what, these are the issues that, you know, people 40 years ago were facing. This is what we're facing right now. And actually our lives is one of, you know, having to fight and having to prove ourselves. But actually not only seeing that as a negative thing, but seeing it as something that shows us how resilient we are. And that's what I get from those films. It shows us how resilient we are, how adaptable we are, how flexible we are. And, you know, a lot of these films are just there to celebrate, you know, to talk about and to celebrate us as much as possible. So yeah, I think lockdown has given me an opportunity to really take stock, take a step back and, you know, think about all of the amazing things that we do and that we do as a community.
So what exactly is the date? When will it be kicking off?
Sure. So it's happening from the 13th of July all the way through to the Friday, Friday the 17th. So we will have three sets of YouTube conversations, one with established filmmakers who will be talking through, you know, their experiences within the Black British industry, the Black British film industry, and we'll be talking about some of the films that have inspired them, either personally or professionally. The second YouTube conversation will be with emerging and short filmmakers who will be offering advice to Black British creatives. And then the third conversation will be with a to-be-announced special guest, an international special guest who will be talking about their work and, I guess, from being an outsider looking in to see what they've, you know, their thoughts about the British Black film industry and what lessons potentially their film landscape could learn from what we do over here. Those are the key events. And then obviously we've got the musical interludes with Jazz Refreshed. We've got the articles from the cultural commentators I mentioned. We'll be celebrating a number of Black British film icons over the course of that week via social media. There will be the competition that we'll be pushing throughout. And we've got a few other surprises up our sleeves as well. So it's going to be a very busy week. We've been working like night and day on this. We haven't been working that long and it's come together very quickly. But that's another joy of lockdown, you know, just being able to get things out the door and get them done and, you know, do them to the highest possible quality level. So it's been a very exciting project to work on. And, you know, we're really excited to see how people respond to it.
And where exactly will the people be able to watch all these events?
Sure. So the BFI YouTube channel is where you will see all of the conversations that I mentioned earlier. What I failed to mention, which I should have mentioned, was that we will have a curated collection of films that we've selected from the last 40 years, such as Pressure, Burn and Illusion, Baby Mother, Adulthood, Kidulthood. And there's a number of different films that we've selected all through the years. And we'll put those together as a collection of films. We also have, we've been collaborating with Yare Igihon, who is the founder of, Soul, Celebrate Connect. And he has put together a series of short films from short filmmakers, that celebrate Black lives through Black eyes. So that will be on the BFI player. And then, you know, you can check our social media. We are Parable on Twitter and Instagram, as well as the BFI for social media updates. So it should all be there.
Great. So thank you very much, Anthony. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.